This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. If you would like to ask a question of Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall, get it in right now. A couple of ways. 701-367-2054 by text. Okay, by text. 701-367-2054 or Todd's 226-8503. Either one of those. Text us so we can ask your questions of Congressman Cramer. You can call him at 800-228-0550. Local number 701-258-0550. Okay? You can email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right. Let's see here, ladies and gentlemen. My friend Doug Hilly wanted to know if Todd, the radio god Mitchell, will be bidding on the heifer that he donated to the Farm Bureau. A little fundraising for the Southern Fire victims, which is a nice thing. This afternoon, Kiss Livestock, 1 o'clock. There's a few donated heifers that they'll be doing during the regular weekly sale there for a good cause. So I think, Todd, with that ginormous contract you have from iHeartMedia, I think a little give back might be in order. So, yes, I'm all with you, Doug. Very good question. Very good idea.
Problem is, if I win it, where do I keep only it?
You could donate it again. So you could just, you know, kind of keep the give back.
Okay. Rolling.
That'd be very nice of you. Yeah, very nice of you. We did contact Kerry Bittner, the father of Sif Bittner, this young man that caught our attention with this neat flyer and the great life lessons. And we're working on getting him on the radio. We have to get him on a school to get him on the radio. But, you know, it'll be worth it because more of you hopefully will donate to his good cause. And we had some great life lessons that continued to pour in, really good ones. We could do a whole show on this, I think. And we'd all have new life lessons that we could adopt. Say, I like yours better than I like mine. My life lesson is do your duty no matter what your station is in life. Another, cool, calm, collected will always win any confrontation. Good approach. Breathe deep. Go back to one of Seth's. Breathe. One of his 15 was just breathe. You know? Love it. Two phrases I try to live by. One, let it go. And two, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Yes, exactly right. I think it's a little variation on Matthew 6:34 there. Very good. Life lessons, says another texter. Push this one on my children and learned it the hard way myself. Here's the lesson. What you say will get you in more trouble than what you do. What you say will get you in more trouble than what you do. And again, there's more than we even have time for here. So keep them coming. When we schedule Seth, we'll allow a little more time to get some more in. Looking forward to it. All right, another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And every Wednesday, we are pleased to be joined by Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall for your calls, questions, and comments. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm well. Thanks, Scott. How are you?
Good. What's your headline for the week so far?
No deal on healthcare as yet is one headline, but I think the big headline is when Donald Trump says that he was surveilled by the Obama administration, believe him.
Yeah, isn't it something? You know,
it's incredible.
You knew there was something there, but what I get a kick out of is that the media is so invested in proving him wrong that they're just consumed with this. They're just on a on a mission to just pound him into submission over it. And drip by drip, we keep getting more, you know, facts pointing to the fact it was true. It's just, you know, half bizarre.
It is, and it's also his strength, and it is why we're seeing the mainstream media, the networks, become less relevant every day. And as I've said many times, what's most amusing about it is that they don't even know it. They keep thinking that doubling down on fake news is going to somehow revive them, and all they do is further their demise.
Well, where do you think this ends up? I mean, especially now with Susan Rice's revelations, and boy, did she answer those questions in a creative fashion, talking about, no, I did no unmasking for political reasons. You know, in other words, I'll define why I did it, and I'll answer your question to get me out of trouble and get me off the front pages. But it's where does this end up? Where do you see this going?
You know, I don't know for sure, Scott. I don't see any way that she avoids having to testify under oath before, you know, Intelligence Committee and maybe even Oversight or something. But, you know, I would expect that, she's lawyered up, obviously, by now, and she's no slouch herself. As you said, she's awfully good at choosing her words carefully, although it's not like she's avoided trouble in the past. She's just avoided prosecution. She also avoided becoming Secretary of State as a result of her problems. But, it seems to me that she won't avoid that testimony. But also, I'm not so sure it all depends, Scott. It just depends on how careful she was, how clever she was, the way she fashioned things, and on whether or not there's a legal standard that she met in the unmasking. But if she in any way, you know, spread those names around, and it's hard for me to believe she didn't. She could be in a lot of trouble ultimately. But what will be interesting to see too is will there start being some, you know, negotiations, plea agreements, those kinds of things that'll take place. What I think ought to happen is they just ought to do a full investigation into the whole story, not just Donald Trump's connections to Russia, which, by the way, isn't that turning out to be less and less interesting all the time? Here's some low-level campaign guy, the Page, who met with a Russian official in 2013, long before Donald Trump was a candidate for president, and he worked for him. And then somehow that equates to high-level campaign staffers or in touch with the Russian officials. It's just such a stretch. But if you open the investigation into all things intelligence, including leaks, I suspect the liberals would get a little bit less enthused by it.
Let's get to the phone calls here, and first question, comment from Connie in Bismarck for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Hello, Scott. Thank you for taking my call, Representative Cramer.
Okay.
I'm calling regarding a Medicare issue. I received a letter yesterday from Social Security stating that I am going to be charged $228.60 for my drugs. I pay a drug premium to a drug company for my Part D,
mm-hmm.
but because of the income-related monthly adjustment amount, they think they can confiscate my money. I get no benefit from this whatsoever. They are taking my money. And then after the $228.60, they're going to start charging me $76.20 per month for my prescription drugs. That's an income-related adjustment. I called the office, and the gentleman with whom I spoke said, well, lady, it's because you're rich. This is pure confiscation.
You know, Connie, to be honest, this is the first I've heard of this, but let you know, if you want, we can certainly check into it personally for you as a case. In the meantime, I'll try to check the policy part of it out, the federal policy that seems to allow them to do this. What I'm a little confused by, though, is the Part D and the income-related, the ability to charge more based on your income. I mean, the point of the insurance and the point of the coverage is to pay for your drugs, not for you to pay for your drugs. So I just need to learn a little bit more about it. But you raise another point that I think is worth discussing, Scott, and that is in the context of healthcare reform and an area that, that we're looking at that might have more bipartisan support. And that is the high cost of prescription drugs. Now, we want to have innovation. In fact, I had breakfast this morning with Canada's ambassador to the United States, Ambassador McNaughton, over at the embassy. Brian Higgins and I are co-chairs of the Northern Border Caucus, so we had breakfast with him to talk about some border issues. And he talked about their system in Canada, their single-payer system, and how it has really squelched innovation. So we always want to be careful to, not to do that. On the other hand, the incredible buying power of the federal government should allow us some opportunity to negotiate better prices for prescription drugs. I think there are 58 million Americans on Medicare. There are like 28 million on get the health care from the VA. VA is allowed to pool their resources, if you will, their buying resources, and negotiate lower prices, but Medicare is not.
Hold that thought, if you would, Kevin. We'll continue on the other side of the break on What's On Your Mind.
Very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields and giving you choice at the pump every time. PetroServe USA, home to the 4-for-4 deal, all day, every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, breakfast pizza in the morning or your choice of toppings in the afternoon, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. It's the 4-for-4 signature special at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come inside and take advantage of Deli Express Double Charbroiled Deluxe Sandwiches, $1.99 each. Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 89 cents each. Assorted Dots are delicious and only 89 cents each. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars, standard size, 69 cents each. King size, $1.09 each. Or the Jack Links, 2.85-ounce bag jerkies, $3.99 each. Or Giant's 5-ounce pistachios, only $2.99 each. All at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We are privileged to have Congressman Kevin Cramer every Wednesday take your calls, questions, and comments. Any issue, any question that you have, want to get to the bottom of something, whether it's getting a a piece of retired military hardware in your park, or you know, a particular concern on delivery of services by the federal government. We really get a lot of great questions here and appreciate all of them. So don't think anything's too big, too small. Just bring it on. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Or you can text Todd, 226-8503, 226-8503, or me at 367-2054 with your questions as well. Brought to you part today by our friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell, the founder, is going to join us tomorrow. He's been battling some health issues, and we are glad to know that we have him on the schedule tomorrow. It's a good sign, and add him to your prayer list. He's, of course, a Minnesotan, is a great inventor, a great innovator, and now marketing products all across the globe out of the great state of Minnesota. So how about that? 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows right now. Free shipping for orders over $100. When you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. All right, Connie's issue is obviously something that needs some more research. Anything else you need to say on that issue, Kevin?
I don't think, it's just stating that it is one of the larger issues related to bringing down, you know, the cost of health care, including in prescription drugs. Is Medicare has prohibited from, you know, using its buying power with 58 million people under on Medicare. From you know, negotiating lower drug prices, unlike the VA, which does have that authority. And there's reasons, some reasons for that, but I think we're taking a strong look at whether or not we should revisit that issue. If you take the 58 million people in Medicare and the 28 million people in VA and combine that market power, you have a lot of leverage to help negotiate lower drug prices. But at the same time, we need to make sure we protect our local pharmacists and things like that, because what can happen if you start getting too one-dimensional like that, you end up really hurting rural places like North Dakota or people having access to their local pharmacists. So we need to make sure local pharmacists continue to be a viable option for people, obviously, to buy their drugs, and that they can be part of the preferred network, if you will.
Appreciate the call, Connie. Thank you very much. Fred and Wing for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, Congressman. Good morning, Scott. Hey, parked beside Denhoff, North Dakota. Pulled over to make the call. Shooting off the Goodrich Tower. This is the post office that my grandfather stopped by and applied for citizenship.
I love it.
In, to be of the United States of America before he started farming. But anyway, I have a little advice for the Obamacare debacle, and I'd like to give a life lesson like Scott was asking for earlier. When I was a kid, Wing Mercantile had a bicycle that I wanted really bad, and my only form of income at the time was selling eggs, and we sold them directly from the farm right into the Wing Mercantile. And I was sitting there, they took my eggs in one night, standing there looking at that bicycle. Maybe I can get enough saved in a couple more months, you know, and I'm watching them candle the eggs in the back room and then putting them right on a shelf. A lot of our young people don't even understand that kind of free enterprise system anymore. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I had a life lesson that day. I was watching my bicycle and watching them cattle my eggs, and my best friend's mother came in, Alice. What a wonderful lady. She's gone now. And she walked over and bought a dozen eggs out of that counter. And I said to myself, you know, if I would have taken some of those eggs that we fed to the dog that we probably shouldn't have brought into town, Alice would get those eggs, and I go over to their place, I might have to eat those rotten eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a life lesson that day that you know, the free enterprise system, we all need to be part of it. We can all benefit from it. We can keep our economy going. But this thing with Obamacare is a monopoly. And that just needs to be brought down to the bottom. And I'd like to leave you with a life lesson and some advice today, that don't sell rotten eggs because Alice might buy them and you might eat them. That's all I got today.
That's beautiful. I like it. I got the message.
All right. You got the message. Thank you, Fred. Appreciate that very much.
And he's right.
For sure, we had a little conversation about life lessons in the first hour, because I got a flyer from a youngster that was raising some bucks for a summer of golf, and he listed 15 life lessons that were pretty profound for a you know, for a youngster. So it got us going down quite the conversation. Let's go to Corey and Kenmare. You're next for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. This is Corey. I got a question. I'm a farmer, and we begged you guys, and I don't remember if you were on it or if it was just Hovind, but anyway, we talked to your agriculture guys, and one of the biggest things that we've got going is when I go out and buy a quarter of land or I take a quarter of land away from somebody through cash rent, why cannot the insurance company and the FSA, because you got all that information there, talk to each other? I've got to go back to that other farmer and ask him, can I get your history, and is it okay if the FSA uses that for, say, prevent plants or insurance purposes?
Right.
When they got all the information there, you know how hard that is to go back to somebody that's already mad at you? And then on the other side of it, why would I want to give up that information, whether I'm not mad at the guy or not, because I'm liable then. So
yeah.
If he uses my information and says, oh, yeah, he ceded this quarter 100%, whatever, now for the next 5 years, I've got to come up with the records to prove that I did that for that guy. And it's so frustrating because the information is already there. Why can't RMA and FSA talk to each other? I guess, and we begged and pleaded in the last farm bill for that thing to get passed. And when we talked to the guy that is Hovind's agriculture guy, he acted like he knew nothing about this being a problem, and he was going to look into it. And when they come around and did their town hall meetings, we asked for it, and it still has not been. It's a simple thing, I would think. Two government agencies talking to each other.
Yeah. Oh, Corey. That common sense. That common sense from the prairie is so wonderful. So what you're talking about is a classic problem of, as you say, lack of communication between agencies. But, you know, we even have in the current Farm Bill, you know, we have these two choices that you're very familiar with, PLC or price loss coverage versus ARC, agricultural risk coverage. One's price, you know, one's price oriented, one is county or area oriented, and you can pick one or the other. Those two programs cover you based on, of course, data, but not the same set of data, as you know. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, even there you have a lack of harmonization that has created terrible inequity for coverage. So ARC, in my view, first of all, ARC was not a House of Representatives issue. That was a Senate thing. We didn't like it. We could see the problems in it. And for places like Kenmare, and you're talking about large parcels of land in North Dakota, not a real density, if you will, within a region or a county. ARC maybe makes sense in a place like Indiana. It hasn't worked very well in North Dakota.
Well, no, and then what they didn't tell us is that we had to answer their surveys.
Right.
If you didn't answer those surveys, then you never got paid.
Okay, let's talk about this on the other side of the break.
Isn't that interesting how that works? Hang on.
Utah.
Hang on, Corey. More coming up.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. AEDs are designed to be used by a sixth grader with no prior training. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing how easy it is to use an AED.
So you get the AED, you bring it to the person. It's really, really easy. Turn it on. It will tell you, remove the clothing from the person. Make sure they're dry and clean of hair. Remove the pads from the plastic liner. Place them on the patient as you see on the diagram. It's right on the diagram. You put it on, it will say, do not touch the patient. At that point, it's really important not to touch them because it's actually reading what's going on in the body. And then at the end of that, it will tell you whether it needs a shock or not.
Be sure you have the confidence to be the help during a cardiac emergency. Register for a CPR training today. Go to www.ndsc.org to find a course near you. That's ndsc.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requirement, requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Talk Radio Town Hall, Congressman Kevin Cramer taking your calls, questions, and comments. We have a full bank of calls. Corey from Kenmare has brought up a really pressing issue in the ag world. We're going to explore some more, and we'll get to the other calls as well. A couple of calls that have come in previously, we're going to squeeze in here, and of course, your text welcome as well. We're brought to you today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. When you fill up at a PetroServe USA location, of course, you find them from Mandan and all the way eastward into Minnesota as well, and around the region now, the Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks, part of the PetroServe USA family as well. But there's PetroServe stores up north of Grafton, down to Wahpeton and Bemidji, and over to the Fargo, West Fargo Metro. A new store going up in Valley City very soon. That's under construction. So Castleton as well, a couple locations there. You're going to find the farm fields connected with the corn fields. I mean, the farm fields rather connected to the oil fields of North Dakota. So that's a great plus. And you get choice at the pump, and you get the 4-for-4 deal all day, every day. That is that fantastic hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink, 4 items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Okay, Corey, we had to go to a break. Kevin, you said you wanted to explore this a little more, Corey's back on the line here from Kenmare.
Yeah, so Corey's his last point was these surveys that farmers are asked to fill out, and they're called NAS questionnaires. They deal with, they're specifically for this agriculture risk coverage as opposed to the price loss coverage. And if farmers don't fill it out, and Corey talked about the fact that you need good data, but you also don't want to necessarily give out a lot of information. We're all, you know, privacy sensitive, and so a lot of farmers don't fill that information out. Consequently, there's not a lot of good data within a county, which is, you know, sort of the jurisdiction for ARC. And because, as I said, this is something that was really pushed by, I call them the I states, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and it's particularly corn growers. But you have a density of farmers, so that when you fill out NAS surveys, you might have a whole bunch of farmers within a county that send that information in, and you can't extrapolate names or, you know, sort of game it that way. Whereas in North Dakota, you might have just a handful of farmers participating in the program in an entire county, and they have real big fields, and you know, they're more reluctant, shall we say, to fill out the survey data. But without good survey data, it's impossible to provide the appropriate coverage for ARC. So, Corey, going into as now we're starting to debate on the new farm bill, but this is an area of tremendous interest to me and importance. And so that's why I've been talking to a lot of farmers and farm groups in trying to find out whether we should, well, we have to, in my mind, we should harmonize the data, just to your point. Why in the world can't we use all of the data that's available? And I know NAS is far more comprehensive, but at the very least, you know, crop yield data ought to be harmonized between the two programs, if that makes sense.
Right. And because they got it anyway, and
right.
what you put down that you ceded for on your crop insurance better match what you're telling the FSA.
They got
there to check that out.
Yeah, I mean, that's right.
Our agents get on us if we actually go to our insurance first so that we got the information right before we go to FSA.
Right.
Because if they're not tied together. But kind of to get back, two other things on the ART thing that I've one I know you guys can fix is, you know, we had to make these judgments 5 years out in advance.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. But why do I got to go back into the FSA office? It's almost humiliating because if you made the wrong choice, you can't change it. So if I say I pick PLC on canola, that's been a good choice. But I can't change it to ARC in this time period. But you got to go back in and sign up everything. The one that's getting me is barley. Barley is way down. And I ran into this where Montana, a certain elevator, it was the Agricultural Statistics Service that was putting out a $5 barley contract out in Montana. So I called the elevator, and they're like, no, we don't take barley here. And it was about three or four calls, and they said they didn't. So then they called back to the USDA, and they said, what? They told us they were paying $5 for barley. So that's the other side that gets register incorrectly.
Yes.
So there has not been a payment on barley, even though it's at $2, $2.50, $2.20 for feed barley, yet your PLC payment was supposed to be at $2.50. Well, you got these elevators saying, oh, yeah, we'll pay you $5 for it. And even though their branch offices aren't taking it, now there's five elevators there. Well, out of one of them is taking barley, but they get to count five elevators saying that they're paying $5 for it, even though the other four, you can't even dump barley there. So that goes against us, too. That was one of my questions at the insurance thing is, why in the world are we not getting any sort of payment for barley?
Well, that is interesting because barley was one of the more generous price negotiations that we got in the Farm Bill. Much to the chagrin of Pat Roberts, the Senate chairman. But anyway, Corey, you've exhausted my capacity to know everything you're talking about, but this, I love drilling down like this into something, and we'll probably want to be in touch with you as we go forward, because you have some good experiences to share as we try to fix this farm program and build on it, but also simplify the complicated things as opposed to complicate simple things.
So here's what I would like you to do, Corey. Hang on. We'll get your number for that on to Congressman Kramer's office so we can connect you up on that front, okay? 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Here's a call that came in earlier in the week or last week after the town hall from Velva. Jeremy had a question. Go ahead and let's play.
I know this is not really one of the main pieces of agenda out there, but I really want to talk about the federal, the House Joint Resolution 69. It's not really for here in North Dakota, but it does affect us, the country. It's for the allowing of just unethical and appalling hunting practices on federal refuges in Alaska. It allows for things like going up in helicopters, tracking bears, and denning wolves on federal refuges. It allows the hunting and shooting of predators. Of a large game predators, it just seems like one of those. It's really bad. I mean, I feel like it's a really, really bad piece of legislation. And there's so much going on that I feel like he just kind of allowed it to sneak in there. And I think this is laws that he didn't want to make it like this. It was already a law, and then he allowed it to basically tell Congress to, hey, well, we want to be able to do this. And
are you familiar with this legislation he's talking about?
I think when he said HJR 69, that tells me that it's probably one of our Congressional Review Act bills, and it did become law, and I really don't know everything about, but as I recall, it deals with the Department of the Interior, so it's has to do with subsistence, the taking of wildlife. So I'd have to do a little more checking to be sure, but Don Young, the member from Alaska, introduced the resolution. It's now law, but it deals specifically with national wildlife refuges in Alaska, so it's a very localized issue, and it was one of those midnight rules again that Obama put in on his way out the door, and so we were easily able to overturn it. Most of those rules are very, well, there's a reason that they're done at the last minute and without a lot of comment period and those kinds of things, so I'd have to dig into it a little bit more, but that's about the extent of my knowledge of the HTR.
Another question, I guess not a question, but a lot of comments that I've received over the last week since you were on last, is comments favorable towards the Freedom Caucus and critical of Speaker Ryan related to the health care debate. And one of the things I was arguing to the listeners is that, you know, if I'm in the Freedom Caucus and I have a firm set of beliefs, in my mind, I have an obligation to get in a room and try and figure it out. And what I saw reported in a lot of it is that there wasn't a real good, negotiation in good faith going on. Whereas, you know, you ask for something, get it, ask for something else, kind of keep moving the bar and I was challenged on that. Well, where'd you hear that? Did Congressman Kramer tell you that because he doesn't like the Freedom Caucus? How do we know that's how they were dealing? So I guess my question is, do you believe the Freedom Caucus is negotiating in good faith? Have they been, rather? And if not in the past, are they now as it pertains to getting a deal done on a health care reform plan?
Well, they have a disproportionate amount of influence, not less. I mean, I sit on one of the committees of jurisdiction, and yet over the course of the last 2 weeks and even prior, the Freedom Caucus, because they're a block of about 40 members, they withhold their votes on something as a block, and they're starting to lose members as a result of this, by the way. They go and they get a lot of TV time, and they make their conservative points, which is fine. I mean, they're valuable in the sense that they try to pull us to the right on several issues. Their problem is, and this isn't just me saying it. I mean, this, I don't even know that they dispute it. The president certainly wouldn't, and nor would the vice president, is that, for example, on the healthcare bill, they are the ones that demanded that we remove the essential health benefits list, or at least that we allow states to do it. And I don't find that overly objectionable in the individual markets. But remember, we didn't ever have a hearing on that. We had a hearing on everything else. So on the one hand, they want more influence. On the other hand, the hearings that we held with 27-hour markup on this bill in the Energy and Commerce Committee, that was not one of the issues discussed. In fact, we promised that we would leave them in. That was part of the deal. But they come and say, well, we want those out, and if you do, we'll vote for it. And they get them out. The president agrees to it. And then they decide, no, we need some more things. And that's what I mean by they don't really negotiate in good faith, in all honesty, Scott. And some of them are really good people. A lot of them are friends of mine. I mean, Mark Meadows is a pretty good friend of mine. He and I are classmates. But it's like Ronald Reagan said, if I can get half a loaf, I'll take it every time. He was accused of retreating on tax reform because he wanted 10% reduction the first year, 10% going back, by the way, to January 1st of the year that he initiated, then 10% the next year and 10% the next year. What Democrats and others offered him was, we'll give you 5% this year beginning in October and then 10% next year and 10% the year after that. And he said, I took my victory and ran with it. That's not a retreat. That's just moving forward slower than you perhaps wanted to. But there is a group of people that like to hold their flag high while they jump over the cliff. And that does not move the ball the conservative direction. Now, of course, you've got the president reaching out to Democrats. And that's fine. And he should be able to do that. We all should be doing more of that. But on health care, take, for example, the defunding of abortion providers. That is a pretty critical piece of this bill that we've agreed to. But not every Freedom Caucus member is a social conservative. And most moderate Democrats aren't social conservatives. They're fiscal conservatives. So if we're going to have a health care bill that gets 10 Democratic votes to make up for the votes we lose in the Freedom Caucus, we're probably not going to be able to defund abortion providers. That's not a victory to me.
And it's, for now, a very important principled piece of change folks expected and voted for in November that is in limbo. Hopefully it ultimately happens, but right now it's slipped through our fingers. Tough one to take, for sure. All right, back to the calls and more on the top issues of the day with Congressman Kevin Kramer after a short time out on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Springs Spas.
Yeah, we've been with with Finlayl for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with the hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. We invite North Dakota farm women to a two-day event, April 12th and 13th, celebrating women in North Dakota agriculture. On April 12th, join us for Women to Women Soybean Marketing Seminar with Naomi Bloom, an expert at advising farmers on how to manage their cash marketing needs and properly use futures and options. Naomi helps farmers understand the importance of managing basis, cash flow, and contracts. This day-long seminar will be at NDSU Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo. Seating is limited. Registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. On April 13th, we are offering Women Advocating for North Dakota Agriculture at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Both events are free, but registration is required. Register by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Back on What's on Your Mind, final segment with Congressman Kevin Cramer. We'll go to the lightning round here, go as quick as we can on all the questions and answers from Congressman Cramer so we can get as many of you in as possible. Kathy Mandan for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead.
Hi, Kathy. I guess my question is, since Obamacare didn't go through, is that blackmail insurance line still on?
Is that what it's still on?
The blackmail insurance, that's what I call it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, blackmail insurance. Well, unfortunately, it is because we haven't had any vote. Certain people in our conference just refuse to vote yes. They want to vote no. That's generally their goal. It's the lowest standard in Congress. And as a result, without having enough votes to pass it, it's never been brought up for a vote. So Obamacare will remain the law of the land until such time as we either make a deal with Democrats, which most conservatives aren't going to like, or the most conservative members of our conference, understand that getting 80% is better than getting nothing.
Well, please keep trying to change.
Thank you. We will. Thank you.
Big chunk of money.
Quick questions, quick answers. You did it. You nailed it, Kathy and Mandan. Thank you. Richard Fargo, go ahead. You're up.
Congressman Kramer, I really appreciate your service and what you've done for us.
Thank you.
The lady that called with the increasing amounts for medical, about 3 years after I started in the world of work, and I've been retired now for some time, I had an interview with a headhunter who had been the vice president of finance for a major U.S. corporation. And I didn't take the job that was offered because it was out in New York State. But nevertheless, as part of that interview, he told me that one of the things that he did was he pays himself first every month. And he pays himself 10% of his salary. And I wasn't at 10%, but I took that to heart. And every time I got an increase, it went into my retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally went over that 10%, but I'm having a hard time figuring out how I paid 7.5% my entire life.
Yes.
My employer
did
7.5%. And how 15% it is a entitlement, and they're running out of money. Mm-hmm. Now, part of it is the transfer of wealth. I think it was Obama that took, was it $800 billion?
That's right.
From Medicare.
Yeah.
I think was the one that screwed up the drug deal with the inability.
Yeah, I got your point here, Richard. We are really short on time, my good man. So I hate to do this, but I need to just see if we can get Kevin any additional comment. I know the other caller.
He's right. Obama did take $800 billion out of Medicare to pay for Obamacare. Something I've never understood how that ever was allowed. Also, with regard to Medicare means testing, I mean, I'm not necessarily against some form of means testing, but Connie's example seemed a little extreme to me. And but to his point, he put in 15% between he and his employer into Social Security. He was trying to do 10 for his private, retirement. And I think what he was getting at was, of course, this 15% hasn't turned out all that well. It's, as he called it, an entitlement, even though he paid into it his whole life. The reality is it's more of a tax than it is retirement system, unfortunately, in Social Security, because, of course, he paid 7.5, his employer paid 7.5. That's not enough to pay for current retirees. And so now young people are paying similarly, paying the same, and we're probably not, it's clearly running out of money faster than it ought to. We need to make some tweaks, both to Medicare and Social Security, to save them in the long haul. And a little bit of means testing might be part of that solution.
All right, off air call. I don't know if this is any shorter, but let's go to that, and we'll go get as much of this as we can.
All due respect, you guys are talking about the Freedom Caucus and, the losing members and everything else. I thank the Freedom Caucus because they held out, and didn't want to vote on something that was as bad as apparently the Ryan bill was. There's 12 mandates, I'm believing, in Obamacare, and the Ryan bill addressed two of them. It's not a very good ratio. Oh, and by the way, then we're going to promise you something in step two, and then we'll promise you something else in step three. That all sounds like the same old to me. My question is for you, Congressman Kramer. Why did you vote yes? I give the Green Freedom Caucus a lot more respect voting no, because guess what? They get to let you guys sit around and shoot arrows at them the whole day. And guess what? Now what they end up with will be a far cry better from the first thing that went around. Oh, and by the way, that nobody saw or knew about, and there was no concession on it before, Congressman Ryan dumped it on everybody. So, Thank you, Freedom Caucus. I got your back. Bye, Tom.
So several problems with that. First of all, we didn't have a vote. And the reason we didn't have a vote is because the Freedom Caucus wouldn't give a vote yes. So to suggest we are going to be a far cry better, ignores the fact that we now have Obamacare as the law of the land because we couldn't get even an incremental change. Thirdly, the mandates, the 12 mandates, we eliminated the penalties for the individual mandate, which all but eliminates the mandate. We eliminated $1 trillion in taxes in our bill, $1 trillion in tax increases. And so the notion that somehow this wasn't enough also ignores this. Step three, we've already begun. We've already been passing things in step three. But the reason this was so important is because this bill under budget reconciliation allows us to pass something in the Senate with 51 votes.
To be continued. To be continued, folks. God bless you. Gotta go.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.